During its offensive in Palestinian territories on the West Bank, the Israeli army arrested some 1,500 Palestinian men suspected of participating in violent attacks on Israel. The army also killed several dozen men it believes were involved in such attacks, and it seized thousands of weapons and explosives. Now, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, the Israeli government must decide how to fashion a longer-term strategy for protecting its safety and engaging the Palestinians in some sort of political process.
Despite all the criticism, the howls of protest internationally, all the bad publicity from the fighting in the Jenin refugee camp, Israeli leaders believe Operation Defensive Shield, as they call it, was an unqualified success. The army has now pulled back from its occupation of the main Palestinian cities. Its troops remain in control of the territory surrounding those cities, and Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's foreign policy advisor, Danny Ayalon, says they will not pull back further anytime soon.
Well, they pretty much stay in put until we reach an understanding, an agreement with the Palestinians, whereby they take responsibility for the security issues as they are committed to according to all the agreements. The operation proved that yes, there is a military solution to terror, if you are determined enough. Granted, there is no 100% assurances that terror cannot spring back.
But Israel's leaders, both military and political, believe the groups that carried out those attacks, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, cannot spring back quickly. Political analyst Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University agrees that the military situation will stay this way for the foreseeable future, with the army deployed inside Palestinian territory, ready to act against any resurgence of the groups it sought to smash in the recent offensive.
The military now views its accomplishments as more successful than had originally been anticipated, but at the same time we continually get warnings that it's only a very temporary situation. So more or less what we have now, which is Israeli troops outside of Palestinian cities, trying to prevent entry or rebuilding of terrorist capabilities, and keeping Arafat in Ramallah, trying to keep him isolated and preventing him from becoming a leader of renewed terrorist activities. That's a temporary situation until somebody comes along with something better.
On the political side, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has refused to negotiate with the Palestinians under fire, as he has put it. But with the offensive in the West Bank over, Sharon saw the need to advance a plan for a political process. He made that plan public yesterday in a speech by video hookup to the meeting in Washington of the lobbying group AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
This plan contains three phases. One, a complete cessation of violence, hostilities, and especially incitement, which leads to violent terrorist acts. Two, a long-term intermediate agreement similar to an armistice. And finally, three, a permanent agreement in which Israel's final borders and the Palestinians' final borders will be established.
These are meant to be sequential steps, Israeli officials say. First, a real ceasefire agreed and implemented, then a longer-term armistice. After that, discussions could begin on a Palestinian state. In the meantime, the Prime Minister says he will make no concessions to the Palestinian side, and that means, he told his cabinet yesterday, not a single Jewish settlement will be dismantled. Sharon has also said he will go no further than eventual discussion of a Palestinian state on Palestinian territories as they are constituted now, some 42% of the West Bank plus Gaza. And one more thing, the Israeli government will not negotiate with Arafat, says Danny Ayalon.
It is quite clear that with him there is no solution. We would like to see a new Palestinian leadership emerging, which would be more pragmatic, committed to peace, which I believe would best serve the national interests of the Palestinians.
If this plan sounds like it will take years to make even modest progress, Israeli leaders are shedding no tears about that. There is no timetable for this, Ayalon said, adding rigid timetables are unrealistic. Sharon's critics, and there are many, argue that the whole plan is unrealistic. Gershom Gorenberg is a political columnist for the weekly news magazine The Jerusalem Report.
His strategic goal is a goal that leaves most of the West Bank and Gaza Strip in Israeli hands and creates Palestinian rule only in broken up enclaves. There's no Palestinian leader who's going to accept that position. The whole Sharon strategy is based on the assumption that after sufficient military pressure, a Palestinian leadership will arise that is willing to accept that arrangement. And I believe that that's a terrible strategic error.
It is likely to be the policy of the Israeli government at least until Ariel Sharon has to face re-election. His term expires in a year and a half. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.